I'll start. This is a recording on Carolyn Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Jones, Carolyn. Her birth is 126-59. Date of visit is 2-7-23. Please make a copy for Jeanette Derita, A-R-N-P. Jeanette, J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Jeanette Derita, D-E-R-I-T-A, A-R-N-P. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COPD. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 64-year-old lady who has been experiencing shortness of breath and cough. Has been overweight and has been on Symbicort inhaler, 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. The patient has wheezing and denies any chest pains. She did go for a chest CT on 12/29/22, which showed a stable 2 millimeter nodule in the left upper lobe. And no other active infiltrates. She has she has history of snoring, but denies any sleep apnea. So, but does have a history for chronic bronchitis. And history for chronic pain. Next paragraph. The past history includes history for colon polyps and asthmatic attacks and costochondritis. And history for anxiety and depression, hyperlipidemia, and prior history of pneumonia and borderline diabetes, and history for urinary infections. Next paragraph. Surgery also includes abdominal hysterectomy and history of fracture of the right arm with repair with plates and screws. Next paragraph. Allergies to Demerol and morphine sulfate. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years. And drinks beer regularly. Next paragraph. Family history: mother had pancreatic cancer. One sister had breast cancer. Father is alive in good health. Next paragraph. System review: the patient has some fatigue, no weight loss. She has cataracts and she has vertigo, no hoarseness. She has urinary frequency. She also has asthmatic attacks and eczema, and has wheezing and persistent cough with shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, no rectal bleed, no constipation. Denies jaw pain, arm pain, or calf muscle pains. She has leg swelling. She has depression. And she also has joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has headaches, no numbness of the extremities. And she has itchy skin. Next, med list included budesonide, dash formoterol, 2 puffs twice a day, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, and nebulizer with albuterol solution, 2.5 milligrams, Q6 hours, PRN. Next, paragraph, physical exam, this moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 120/70. Pulse is 68, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 229, saturation 96. HE and D announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus edematous. Next supple number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the diminished breath sounds of the periphery. And scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart the absence of regular sonoro-nasal, no murmur, no ST gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is, number 1 is COPD with asthma and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is exogenous obesity. Number 3 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number 4 is degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, plan: the patient has been advised to Get a CBC complete metabolic profile and IgE level. Also, get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. Advised to refrain from cigarette smoking and also continue with Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day, and the albuterol solution with the nebulizer QIDPRN. Follow-up is that we arranged in 4 weeks. A polysomnogram will be arranged as an outpatient. I'll make an addendum report in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jeanette DeRita, ARNP. DeRita is DERITA, Jeanette DeRita, ARNP. Thank you, Dr. Susan.